Good morning, everyone.
How are
you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. How was it? Did you party and make it till midnight?
Well, didn't make it till midnight, but had a nice evening at home with Jess and the girls.
Very nice. Now, you know, you're never going to get tired of talking about last week's game, obviously, but how does that rank in your all-time career of games? It's got to be pretty high, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely up there. I mean, it's there's nothing like winning a division championship on your rivals' home field and just in the fashion that we were able to get it done. Yeah, it was definitely top two.
You know, and it's been the history of all your teams. They always rally when their backs are against the wall. And that is kind of a trademark of this Green Bay Packer team, isn't it?
No doubt about it. I mean, you just look at everything that we've been through, and this football team just keeps responding. You know, we refer to this year's team as Team 93, and I can't tell you how much fight that they have and the way they just keep going about it. It's a special group.
So as you were watching on the sideline, when we were watching on TV, all we get to see is the photo lens shot. So we just see Aaron roll and uncork it, and we're all thinking, I think somebody's open. You got to see that play develop. What are you doing on the sideline when you see Randall break free and he's just out there by himself?
Well, I was watching the protection because of the defense they were in. You know, obviously, they were bringing pressure. So I was just watching the protection and then saw John Kuhn come across. And when Aaron vacated to his left, you know, just by his body language and reaction, I knew he had somebody open immediately just the way he threw the ball. So then, you know, obviously, I saw Randall running wide open and catching the ball and going in. But, you know, those particular plays, I focus on the protection.
Are you yelling anything? Does something just – obviously he can't hear you, but are you yelling to Randall, like, go! Yeah. No!
Or are you just crying tears of joy?
No, I wasn't sure if Randall got in. So, you know, I was communicating with Ben McAdoo up. He was up in the box and just making sure he got across the goal line. So,
well, that's the thing that people don't realize. You don't have a lot of time to celebrate because you always have to be kind of a step ahead what's going on, right?
It definitely stinks, especially in a moment like that, because Randall gets in the end zone and I just see kind of Aaron sprinting past the sideline 100 mile an hour and, you know, just, you know, tell him great job, but hey, don't get too far. You know, ahead of yourself because we had to go for a 2-point there. So
right, settle down.
Yeah.
We got stuff to do.
He's in the middle of celebrating, and I'm trying to talk to him about a 2-point play. So yeah, you definitely wish you were able to go for one in that particular instance so you can enjoy it a little bit.
Was that fumble deal with that Jared Boykin brought in for the touchdown? Is that one of the goofiest plays you've ever seen?
Yeah, it was a good goofy play though. Mm-hmm. It was nice to be on the right side of one of those. Yeah, definitely it was. But it's something that you coach and players learn at a very young age just to keep playing. And, Jared Boykin did that.
Yeah. Is it one of those things where you went over that again on Monday morning to reiterate how important that is to continue playing until the whistle?
Definitely. It's part of your objectives and reminders each and every week. So when you know you got to play like that, that illustrates it. It's great.
I don't know if you heard or not, but apparently it's going to be a little chilly for Sunday's game. Do you prepare a little bit differently? I know you went outside yesterday a little bit to kind of get the feel of it. Are you doing anything different to prepare for that temp?
We're going out again today, and you know our players are doing a great job of kind of really sorting through the things that they need to wear on Sunday. So the ability to practice yesterday and today in the clothing that they're going to play in, I think has been beneficial. So we're just focusing on the little things, and we're just kind of making fun of you because we know you won't be anywhere near the field come Sunday.
You're darn right I won't be. I mean, I'm an injured reserve, that's why.
But designated to return.
That was a week.
Yeah, he's got a toe problem.
He's got a toe what?
He's got a toe problem.
I had major
spurs, man. Yeah. Big time spurs.
I had major foot surgery.
He has an ingrown toenail and he can't walk for 8 weeks.
And it was way worse once they opened him up, coach.
Oh, my God. It was
incredible. You wouldn't believe the carnage.
Jesus.
Is it true you're going to have one of those big hoses from the heater hooked up to the back of your jacket just to keep you warm during the game?
Okay, Murphy.
That was a Katie question. That was stupid.
You know, you can't have a comeback like 13, 14, 15 seconds later.
I don't even think you're going to have to worry about it because we talked to James last night, and he said he has spoken to Jesus, and the game will either be Saturday or it's going to be warm on Sunday because those were his two requests.
Well, James is a very spiritual man, and we'll see what happens.
Well, we all know Jesus is a Packer fan, Bob.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Faith of a mustard seed, coach.
Coach, we wish you the best of luck on Sunday. Get us home a victory. Let's keep going, huh?
All All right. Thank you. Have a great week.
You too, bud. See you later.